This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now time for the Marketplace Inflation Calculator. To mark Marketplace's 25th anniversary this year, we've been looking at some of the surprising ways prices have changed over the last quarter century. When it comes to health insurance premiums, many of us spend a whole lot more inflation-adjusted on health care these days. But a key question is, how much value do we actually get for that money compared to a quarter century ago? Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has this report from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia.
The numbers are striking. In 1996, that's the closest we could get to 1989 data, the average family premium ran just shy of $5,000. Adjusted for inflation, that's about $7,500. Healthcare premiums have gone up way faster than that, to a little more than $16,000 for a family as of last year. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's Kathy Hempstead says part of the reason prices have tripled is because healthcare is more powerful.
There are more treatments, there are more medications, there's more kind of therapies. There's just more kinds of healthcare services that can be applied to any particular clinical situation.
But in healthcare, we're all learning more is not necessarily better. It's just more, often more money. Harvard economist David Cutler says there's nothing wrong with spending a lot of money on healthcare as long as you're getting what you pay for.
People want longer life. They want healthier life. The unfortunate truth is that we're spending a lot that's not contributing to that.
When Cutler says a lot, he's not playing around. Many economists, including Cutler, say as much as $1 trillion of all healthcare spending a year is wasteful. That's about a third. But when it comes to premiums, which third are we talking about? That is a hard question.
Healthcare is probably unique in that it is so difficult to tell whether something is worth it or not.
One thing we do know is as premiums have climbed, people have paid more out of pocket. Ironically, Kathy Hempstead of Robert Wood Johnson says high prices should help make sure we're getting a better deal.
One of the things that does is it makes consumers look for value, you know, and to get providers to be as efficient as they can be and try to provide a lower cost service.
Federal health officials say in the last 5 years, premium prices continue to rise, but at about half the rate they were previously. No one knows for sure what's behind that, but pretty much everyone agrees when the first few $1,000s of healthcare comes out of our wallets, we're going to do a better job making sure it's not for nothing. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.